Our first reading today is from the prophet Isaiah. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. And then it goes on, I formed you in such as a covenant over the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon, those who live in darkness. Then the gospel is about the aftermath of healing Lazarus, raising him from the dead. And Mary anoints his feet with oil, and Judas is mad, you know. He says, why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor? And Jesus said, leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You'll always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. And then it says, a large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. So that's the gospel. You know, at first it seems, how cynical would you have to be to want to kill Lazarus because his very life is a testimony about Jesus? Wouldn't you think then you'd believe him? But it is a powerful testimony. Lazarus just being there after everybody knew he was dead. This thing that Jesus did, not saying nothing, just this thing that he did, raising him from the dead. It speaks more eloquently than any words of Jesus. And that's when we get back to the first reading. A bruised reed he shall not break, you know. He's not shouting in the coastlands. God made me to give sight to the blind, to release captives. This really is the way to bring about the kingdom of God. These acts of kindness, these setting right what's wrong, these bringing God's love to places where it seems to be missing. And doing those things help bring about God's kingdom much more surely than anything we could say or shout or confront. So today, as we go through our day, let us look around and see, where is kindness lacking? And maybe just be kind there. Not to worry about the grand gesture or just the right thing to say to preach the word to people, but just bringing God's love, God's healing to a world in need of that. We do those actions and they will have a power that is much stronger than anything we could possibly preach.